Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. I hope you're having a wonderful day as we're climbing through these days of August, and soon, in just a few weeks, the kid's going to be back in school and we'll be heading into the fall schedule, but we're enjoying these last days of summer, and certainly been a wonderful warm and hot summer for us, and we're enjoying it very much. We know that January, February is coming and the cold weather will be here, but we're sure grateful for this wonderful summertime that we've had. Hope you're having a great Tuesday, and if your Bible's nearby, let's go to Luke chapter 5 today and share some things here from Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse number 3, where the Bible says, "And he entered into one of the ships," that was Jesus, "which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes that were taken. And so also was James and John, and the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." I'll never forget January of 1977. I was in the college and career class at the Canton Baptist Temple in Canton, Ohio. I'd graduated already the previous June from high school, and I was working in a travel agency. Just another Sunday to go to church. And I went to church as usual, but God had something special in mind that Sunday. That Sunday, I made the decision in that morning service that I was going to follow Jesus, that I would surrender my life to do whatever God wanted me to do. And I surrendered my life to the gospel ministry. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Well, such was the case here in what we just read with Peter, James, and John. They're fishermen. They've just fished all night and have caught nothing. And Jesus uses Simon's boat and teaches from it. And then when he's done to, I think, as a recompense for letting him use the boat, he says, you know, launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Well, reluctantly and frankly, quite half-heartedly, they obey. And oh, the draught of fishes they bring in. In fact, so much that their net broke and they couldn't bring them all in. Filled both the ships with fish. From here on, Jesus said, you're going to catch men. And they brought the ships to land, and the Bible says they forsook all and followed Christ. What'd you say? They decided to follow Jesus. Now, two things they did when they decided to follow Jesus, and there's two things each of us must do if we're going to make that decision to follow Jesus. Number one, they forsook all. They forsook all. Hey, this business, right, they were in fishing. They just had the biggest haul they've ever had. They were astonished. Now, you and I would be easily astonished because we maybe never seen that many fish, but a fisherman, for them to be astonished would be quite an amazement, quite a feat. And they walked away from that. They walked away not when business was down, but business was up. They walked away not when they had a night of catching nothing, but when they brought in the biggest amount of fish they'd ever brought in. They walked away, not from loss, but from profit. And they turned their back on that and said, I'm following Jesus. They forsook their business when it was at its peak. They left a multitude of fishes behind, which meant they left a multitude of money behind. But you understand, you can't follow Jesus and follow money. You can't do both. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon or money. The rich young ruler went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. No, they forsook the fish. They forsook their nets. They forsook their boat. They forsook the business. They forsook all. And said, we're going to follow Jesus. Jesus said in Luke 9, just a few chapters over, Luke 9, in fact, I think I want to go up to verse 23 is where I'm looking at. Jesus said, he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. If whosoever will save his life, shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. What is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? And he says, don't be ashamed of me and my words. He goes on later to say, when they were in the way, that a man came and said, Lord, I'll follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said in verse 58, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And he said, well, let the dead bury their dead. Go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I'll follow thee. But let me first go bid them farewell which are at my home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Well, no, my friend, we have to forsake the possessions and forsake, father, mother, whatever it may be. They would leave father. They would leave their family. The song, I've decided to follow Jesus, says, though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. My parents are not going to hinder me from serving God. My siblings are not going to hinder me from serving God. My family is not going to hinder me from serving God. Oh, thank God. I had parents who didn't hinder me and wanted me to follow God's calling, wherever that may be. And you know, so often, as Jesus said, a man's foes will be they of his own household. And thank God it wasn't the case in my case, but I've seen that bear out through the years. You must forsake or you will not follow. You must forsake or you will not follow. That's what makes a successful marriage, but that's what makes a successful Christian life as well. So you have to decide, I'm done living for self. I'm living for the will of God from here on out. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. Oh, my friend, you forsake all, and then you follow him. Now, that's the second thing you do. You forsake, number one, you forsake all. Number two, you follow him. Follow who? Follow Jesus. The Bible says we run this race, we're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. When Peter would be concerned about John, when Jesus is foretelling Peter's death, in John chapter 21, Peter says, well, what about this man? Pointing to John, and Jesus says, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Don't get so wrapped up and engaged in what someone else is doing. That means your eyes are not on Christ. It's not the other person we're following, it's Jesus we're following. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ a solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, that we just follow Jesus Christ. Set your sights on him. That's why we preach Christ. That's why we point people to the Bible, because it speaks of Christ. That's why we sing about Christ. That's why we talk about Jesus. Hey, Sunday school teacher, it's about Christ. Hey, junior church leader, it's about Christ. Hey, choir member, it's about Christ. Hey, usher, it's about Christ. Hey, bus worker, it's about Christ. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the way, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Oh, I found fault in many a Christians. And you'll find fault in many a pastor. But you'll find no fault in Jesus. Who are you following today? Do you desire to follow Jesus? Then you first forsake. And then you follow Christ. I've decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. You know, I think, would you even know these guys if they stayed fishermen? They'd have just been ordinary guys, wouldn't they? We know them because they forsook all and followed Jesus. Do you want your life to count? Do you want to be well known? You know how you do it? You follow Jesus. Will you make that decision? Hey, at some point in your life, you decided, I'm going to trust Jesus as my Savior. And you made that decision and you asked the Lord Jesus to save your soul. Have you made the decision in your life to follow Jesus? You trust Him as your Savior to receive the gift of eternal life, but you follow Him as your Lord to do whatever He would tell you to do. You leave and you cleave to the Lord Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Well, I made that decision in January of 1977. That was 45 years ago this past January. And just a young man, barely out of high school. But I followed Jesus through these years. Oh, not perfectly. No. I have some regrets. Yeah, at times I strayed. Times I went on my own. And I did what I wanted to do instead of what God wanted me to do. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I'm still following Jesus. If I fall down, I'm going to get right up. And I'm going to keep on following the Lord Jesus. And I hope you will too. Make that decision today, will you? And if you make the decision to say, Preacher, I heard the message on Tuesday, August 9th, and I've decided to follow Jesus, would you let me know about it? I'd like to pray for you. I'd like to rejoice with you. I would like to see what God's going to do in and through your life. But it starts with that decision. When you at some point bow the knee and say, I'm deciding to forsake all and follow Jesus. Keep my eyes upon Him. Well, hope that's a blessing to you today. I intend to do that today, and I hope you will too. And if we just do that day by day by day, then God will use us in a wonderful, wonderful way. And boy, that's a message that's needed in our churches and in Christianity today. Well, we look forward to a good Tuesday, and of course tomorrow will be Wednesday, and that'll mean it's church night, and we look forward to our midweek gathering for the midweek service, and that's always a great time as we can continue our studies in 1 Corinthians, and that'll be a wonderful time together. And tomorrow, Lord willing, I'll come back with you, and we'll talk about God's workmanship. The Bible says we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's Ephesians 2 and verse 10. And we'll look forward to spending some time talking about that tomorrow. All right. Again, we'd love to pray for you and any requests you have or share any blessings that you've received. And there's certain folks, Sylvia, we know, hope you know we're praying for you and for your health, and that Lord will put His healing touch upon you and your life. And anything else we can do for you, please let us know. Drop me an email or give me a phone call. Bob's going to give you those at the close of the broadcast. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.